You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Danish architect and industrial designer Mikael Harsson is the founder of Design Editions, an interior design brand launched back in 2019 that produces premium acoustic panels and contemporary wall decor. The company is based in the Brianza region, the heartland of Italian furniture design. Harsson has found success of late as the world retreated indoors and online during the pandemic, as many people look for ways to improve the acoustics in their surroundings. His skillful blending of minimalist aesthetics and functionality is something Harsson is well known for. He previously started the Scandinavian furniture brand MAU Studio. Here now is Mikael Harsson with the story of Design Editions.
Coming from my experience, first of all, many, many years as furniture designer, but later on also as an entrepreneur in the field, building the brand MAU Studio, which I had a few years back sold into the Buffy Group, and looking for a new entrepreneurial activity within the design industry, it became very clear that I didn't feel that the design world was in desperate need for another design brand filling furniture in on the floors. I think the floors are getting a bit crowded. Where I really feel that design world, apart from graphics and lamps, have neglected to some level, this is the vertical surfaces. Why did we start to design and add the acoustic range to the Design Editions collections? And really, it's because we're dealing with interiors and we are in the field of creating beautiful interior spaces. And inside those spaces, there's a problem. It's a noise problem and it's an acoustic problem that is very present in most interiors. And occasionally, we look for solutions for those problems. And once you start to look for those solutions, you realize very, very quickly that what is out there is 99% of the products and the solutions you find out there are completely unacceptable, an aesthetical point of view. I think it's quite clear that acoustic problems are real. And I think it's become even more evident during this last more than a year now through the pandemic. It has been necessary for people to work out of smaller spaces and with even worse acoustic conditions, and having to communicate through various types of electronic equipment certainly hasn't made the problem smaller. Maybe 99% of the noise that has been produced in a smaller residential space, like a dining room or in a restaurant or in a conference room, 99% of the noise is being produced face to face, basically. It's at eye height, and that's where it stays until something stops it. And trying to solve acoustic problems in that types of spaces by adding perforated ceilings is not an efficient solution. You need to place soft surfaces at eye height. And the solutions that are currently available at the market is not thought of in that way, are not thought of to be particularly beautiful, or they're more thought of as occasional decorational objects at the most at corporate workspaces, and are not really objects that are to be considered in more intimate spaces or spaces with higher aesthetical requirements, like a restaurant would typically be, or an executive level conference room, or a person's home office. We asked ourselves, why not take an artistic approach? Why not take a creative approach, an aesthetic approach to creating solutions for noise reduction? Restaurants with high aesthetical requirements, beautiful boardrooms, beautiful conference room, home offices. Why are these things not being implemented when the need for noise reduction and acoustic control is so obvious? And I think the answer to that question is quite simple, is that the solutions that are out there simply not, from an aesthetical perspective, qualified to be elements in any way in those types of spaces. And I think for us it was interesting to see that we had already designed the slim, very nice aluminium frame, and from using that, we could take a completely different perspective. We tapped into the textiles from premium fabric producers. Mainly, we're working with the Danish producer, Kvadrat, and have selected
ranges of textiles designed by renowned companies such as Herzog de Mahon, Georgina Wright, and Alfredo Heberle, and used those textiles to create palettes, beautiful palettes. Some are grayscale, some are in beautiful tone-in-tone color schemes. And by that approach, I think we've created a solution that allows for a highly efficient noise reduction that are wall hung in the height of these spaces where the noise is actually being produced. And by taking that approach, I think we've managed to create a solution which not only is highly efficient noise reduction, but at the same time offering artistically coordinated solution that contributes to these spaces with the offering beautiful color schemes and so on that really allows architects to integrate these solutions with more or less any type of contemporary interior that are usually being used in these spaces. So the acoustic range, you could say, been designed on classic modernistic design principles, taking inspiration from architects and designers such as Joseph Albers or Donald Judd. We're working with tone-in-tone scales. I think in terms of collaborating also with very closely with architects and interior decorators is extremely important for us to have our production very close at hand, which we have here in Brianza, and where we're working from industrial platforms, and we've taken a very industrial approach to this whole project, enables us to work on also customized solutions with architects and designers, where we are able to go in and meet site-specific size requirements. And in general, I think the acoustics situation in so many spaces is completely overlooked. The quality of being in a space is to a huge extent determined by the acoustic situation. Most of us retire from a room without even thinking about it when the noise level of noise becomes unbearing. And you're standing face to face with somebody, unable to hold a conversation. And for a long time, this has been overlooked completely. Any aesthetical component in the room would have been considered and heavily invested in, while the acoustic situation, which is really determining the real quality of being in a space with many people or a conference room with fewer people, is really determined by the ability to control the noise in that space.
Mikael Harsson, the founder of Design Editions. My thanks to Monocle's Milan correspondent, Ivan Carvalho, for this interview. You can read more about Design Editions in the brand new print edition of The Entrepreneur's Magazine, on sale now at fine newsstands, Monocle shops, and at monocle.com. My thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.